Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, 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 everyone. And welcome to Trust the Tape, brought to you by Boomer Jacks. BoomerJacks.com. Check them out. 17 locations around the DFW Metroplex. And it's the best place to watch your college games this Saturday, Championship Saturday. Get out to the nearest Boomer Jacks. Check out all their incredible drink specials, great menu. Everything you could possibly dream of. It's right there, Boomer Jacks. Jeff Cavanaugh alongside Brian Broaddus here with you on Trust the Tape, episode number 3721. Give or take.
Give or take. A few.
Give or take.
Felt like you just kind of rattled off the amount of money these coaches are making nowadays.
Yeah, they're doing well.
Coaches have got this thing figured out. So never, you know, and I always say this, Jeffrey, never feel bad for a head coach that gets let go in college or in the NFL. Never feel sorry for that guy.
You know what I think?
Sorry for the assistants and the people on the staff that have to kind of clean up the mess after you're gone.
Yeah.
But these head coaches, never feel sorry for them.
Okay, that's one thing. Here's would be my other thing, because there are people out there, you know, when guys like opt out of a bowl game or whatever, and it's like, he doesn't care about the team. Yeah. He's selfish.
Yeah. Don't blame that. Yeah. Don't blame that kid.
Don't blame that guy.
Nope. Don't blame that kid.
Brian Kelly just stepped away from the number 6 overall team, and then the College Football Playoff Committee told us, oh, yes, we take into account your coaches and players' availability. So Brian Kelly just quit Notre Dame to go to LSU and kicked them out of the chance of going to the playoff by himself. I'm out of here.
I'll tell you what.
That's your fault. You took him from those kids, Brian. Your school.
Yeah, my school took him. And by the way, Jeff, I've come on these airwaves and said my school, poor school, is broke.
Take that back.
We're printing money somewhere.
You might want to take that back. We're
in, somebody in the state of Louisiana, we got a counterfeit ring going on in the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, I got some money somewhere.
We're hiding money. It must be the oil boom coming back or something. But I'll tell you this. I was shocked. Hey, first off, I was shocked, Brian Kelly. I didn't see this one coming.
I just don't think Brian Kelly.
There's people in Baton Rouge that didn't see this one coming.
I just don't think he's ever eaten gumbo. You know, I don't think he's ever been on an airboat.
When Brian Kelly calls it a poor boy, are we going to be in trouble?
A poor boy.
A poor boy.
Oh yeah, I love those.
Give me one of those poor boys.
Crawfish etouffee. Give me one of those.
Yeah. This is. I'll tell you what though. My hope though for Ellis and you is that the last coach that we had that was a Midwest coach was Nick Saban.
Oh.
That's my hope.
That worked okay.
That's my hope. I mean, and you know what? Nick Saban left Michigan State, but he didn't have nearly the credentials that Brian Kelly has. But I'll tell you what's a funny thing. All my Notre Dame buddies are like, good riddance. Good luck. Good luck with that. And I'm thinking, are they saying that because Brian Kelly goes, you know, 12-1 every year and then gets bounced in the playoff or gets bounced in a championship game?
Yeah, but that's Notre Dame's ceiling, isn't it?
I'll tell you what.
It's Notre Dame's ceiling.
He gave a speech to the LSU kids basically telling them that they are the best players in the country and they play in the best conference in the country. I'm sure those kids at Notre Dame saw that and they're like, okay. It's kind of like very much what's going on, what happened at Illinois, you know, with Brett Bielema and those, you know, with him. And he's like, well, they recruited horribly here since before I got here. We don't have an offensive line, first or second team. I would have recruited. I mean,
tear them all apart.
These coaches, they really, really don't care too much. Mm-hmm. And by the way, too, you know, the whole thing with what's funny about Lincoln Riley, I saw a little clip about your guy Lincoln Riley.
Hey, easy now. Oh, wait, no, he's the enemy now. Yeah, go ahead, yeah. Tear him up.
Lincoln Riley had a little clip where they asked him in the press conference, and they asked him about transfer portals and stuff like that and recruiting kids that are transferring and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, huh, I don't know how you could – I don't know how you could accept a kid that wants to leave in the middle of the season. And, you know, I don't know what any coach would do that. You transfer portals? No, you have to – that I don't think any coaches would do. You know, he was adamant.
Well,
you
might want to hire a couple of guys to do that job.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's about to have his transfer portal thing is about to be really pretty full there at USC.
Yeah. I'm waiting to hear that Caleb Williams is headed to USC. Yeah. That's what I'm waiting to hear.
I don't know. He got a 5-star quarterback, though.
That's class of 2023. Are you talking about? Well, I'm sure USC has a 5-star there.
Yeah.
Now.
He's talking about, it's funny. He could go out and he's going to get him some skill guys. That's the one thing with USC.
Well, yeah, he's going to flip all the California recruits that he had going to OU. He's going to flip them to USC because USC couldn't recruit its own
state. I wonder how he got that pipeline.
Because people just viewed him as super offensive brain guy.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Quarterbacks are in the Heisman.
Take transfers. I'll take your transfer. Come on. You win a national championship. All right. Excuse me. You win a Heisman trophy.
I mean, when you rip off, Baker, Kyler, Hurts.
Yeah.
Even Rattler at first.
Yeah.
I think
Rattler ends up back in Arizona, I bet. Arizona State, somewhere like that.
All the kids look at it and they go, oh, crap, that's the dude that's going to get me to the Heisman ceremony, get me to the NFL. And so that's where and Lincoln Riley said that he said USC is going to be the mecca of college football. Isaiah Thomas, Oklahoma defensive end, responded to the USC football post that said that. And he said, yeah, he told us that last week. we were the mecca of college.
I'll tell you what, man, these kids, I don't blame them. I do not blame them for being salty at all. I really
the
don't.
Notre Dame kids are not salty. Notre Dame's different.
Notre Dame's different. It must be that walking past the Golden Dome every day that you just have this really a lot of goodness in your heart. That you're not going to be critical.
I think if you go to almost any college in the country, the people there, the kids, like my maturity level as a college kid wasn't high enough to be on my own.
Yeah.
And I think that's true of a lot of college kids. I think at Notre Dame, they're all like 40 internally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they, like four Notre Dame players, one of them is
Kyle
Hamilton.
Martin guys.
Well, they have a podcast. They called an emergency podcast when Brian Kelly announced he was gone. It's four Notre Dame players. And I'm like, oh, let me check this out. I bet they're going to rip him up.
They did not.
Every one of them to a man was like, well, you know, you can't make judgments about somebody. You don't know their whole circumstances and situation.
There's something about walking
he
past.
He was great to us. He was an incredible coach. And if he thought that was his best effort, I'm like, that was your goal.
Yeah.
They don't even.
There's something about it, man. There's something about that school. That's how they operate.
All right. Well. From over the weekend, we'll preview championship weekend here in a minute, but from over the weekend, I think number one thing we got to talk about is it's multi-pronged here, but congratulations to Jim Harbaugh for finally winning a game. It only took him, what was this, his sixth crack at Ohio State, something like that?
Man, it was getting tough for Jimmy. Getting tough!
42-27. I will say this game is further evidence. I hate Big Ten football, okay? I hate it. When you're 7 years old.
But you watch all those Ohio State receivers and like, my gosh, these guys can all play.
Yeah.
I think that guy's 1A, 1B, 1C.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
You hate watching Big Ten football and then you rate those wide receivers as like the best players you've ever seen.
Wilson's a stud, Olave's a stud. Like,
exactly.
Yes, the receivers are great.
Exactly. Every one of those kids will be in the first round.
Slot guy's good too. Yeah. No, I love Big Ten football.
My guy with the crazy name, Smith. What's his name? Smith. I didn't mean
Jigba,
to bring
I believe something Jigba, like that.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Big Ten football is really cool. Some of it, well, mostly Ohio State. In like September is cool. Do they play in September?
Yeah,
because
they play the they
Michigan
play
is going to go to the college football playoff because it was cold outside and snowing. Like, that's why they're going, not because they're better than Ohio State.
Oh, we're going,
but because when
my
got
gosh.
Cold and started snowing,
we're going.
They were better at mashing into each other.
Okay.
In the cold.
So this goes back to your hatred for playing NFL games outside.
Yeah, put a dome over everything.
So now,
all
folks,
domes.
What you're getting is a little idea that Jeff
all
likes
domes.
To talk about that he does not want to play football in the elements at all.
Correct. I want to determine who is the better football team when we play, not who handled falling over better.
Michigan and Iowa are going to play in a dome this weekend.
in Indianapolis.
And they're just going to mash into each other.
They're playing in a dome.
I know, but neither one of them is good at throwing.
You've been to Indianapolis before. It's cold.
It's 2021. We're supposed to be able to throw the ball, okay? And weather God can take away our ability to throw the ball well. And I don't like it.
That game might last an hour and 38 minutes between these two.
You kidding me? Yeah, there's going to be we're going to have running backs for 43 carries.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is that the game you're going to be the least interested in?
Probably not, only because
I mean, if you had to
it rank, is going to send Michigan to the playoff if they win.
I don't put it past Michigan to lose this football game, by the way.
You're right. I'm more interested in Michigan, Iowa.
Michigan to lose this football game.
I'm more interested in Michigan, Iowa Saturday at 7 o'clock than I am interested in Oregon, Utah.
Oh, that's the night before.
Yeah, it is.
But
Friday.
I mean, you're just saying overall.
Yes.
If you had to power rank the interest of the game.
Okay, I like that. Okay, number one is Georgia, Alabama.
Of course. Yeah, there you go.
Number two.
How about Baylor, Oklahoma State?
It might be. I think that's number two. Baylor, Oklahoma State is two. I will go Houston, Cincinnati, three.
Look at you.
Michigan, Iowa, four. Pittsburgh, Wake Forest, I don't care because it's the ACC and they don't get to go anywhere near a playoff. Yeah, Cincinnati, Houston's,
So you're saying Michigan and Michigan and Iowa, that's way down the totem pole.
I don't like mash into each other football. That's not my football. You know me. I'm not young anymore. Yeah. I am younger than really old people, and I think that really old people like that mash into each other football. I think that if Derrick Henry were healthy and the Tennessee Titans were playing the Colts and it was Jonathan Taylor and Derrick Henry each getting 40 carries.
You would not like that at all.
I will go watch a different game. I'm going to go watch wherever the quarterbacks are.
Jacksonville and somebody else.
I will not be watching that game.
Jacksonville and the Jets battling
it out. I'll be watching the Chiefs and the Packers. Let's throw this thing around a little bit. Let's have some fun.
Okay. Okay, you handicapped it, though. That Oklahoma State game, that's huge, right?
Oh,
Oklahoma State,
if they win, they're not in if not just by winning.
Yeah,
they need help.
But what if they lose,
Baylor can't make it.
No, Baylor's. I'm not.
Baylor
worried about
make Baylor. It need a ton of help, but Oklahoma State I think has to be a really big Georgia fan.
Yeah.
Because what could ruin it for Oklahoma State is Alabama beating Georgia. Because if Alabama beats Georgia, you better believe both of them are going to the playoff.
Yeah.
Georgia's first loss, they ain't dropping out of the top four. Alabama beats Georgia, they're going up to number one or two.
So we just said this. Notre Dame's got no sniff.
No, because the coach quit.
Got no sniff.
I'm just trying to decide if I want to be mad at the coach or if I want to stay consistent with being like, I'm pro player, do what you want, do what's best for you. So okay. I don't think I can get mad at the coach.
What if Luke Fickle at number four, Cincinnati? What if Notre Dame walks in there and says, you have to take this job tomorrow? If you're Luke Fickle, do you leave a dream job? Well, I think Ohio State's probably his dream job. But you leave the Midwest all-time job.
Yeah, you screw those kids over. Yeah, you bail on them and you say good luck if you guys make the playoff. Yeah, you go.
Well, they're in. They're in right now.
They still got to win a game. You said he's got to take the job tomorrow. That's before they play Houston.
Okay, would that move be worse? I'm circling back on this.
Yes,
folks.
That move would be worse than Brian Kelly.
Worse than Brian Kelly?
Well, not really. No, it wouldn't be worse because at least he's going from group of
he's
five.
He's in.
Yeah, but he's going from group of five to big time power five job, whereas Brian Kelly is going from giant job to giant job. Like, this is kind of a lateral move.
Wait a minute. LSU, I think, is like 8-10 the last 2 years.
Yeah.
We're like,
he did a bad move. Maybe he shouldn't have done that. Maybe Notre Dame's
I'll
better.
Tell you what, if I'm Luke Fickle and they offer it that way and he doesn't take that job, that's an incredible human being.
You'd be an American hero.
Yeah.
Everybody would be like, there's a guy who actually has loyalty. There's a guy who actually cares about his kids. But then they would lose in the first round by 30 and he'd go home and be so mad at himself. He'd be like, I could have the effing Notre Dame job, but now so and so has the Notre Dame.
Then he just gets
job.
The Oklahoma job. Oklahoma then waits.
Okay, that'll work out. hey, maybe as long as those two jobs are open, you just, if you're Luke Fickell, you have your agent call and you're like, guys, don't hire anybody.
Yeah.
Give me two effing weeks. Yeah. Like, I'm not about to win a championship.
But you can't, man, we can't wait anymore. December 15th, we're recruiting, man. You got to watch that guy out at USC. He's taking your players.
You got to watch Lincoln Riley, who's sending out OU saying. Coaches to recruit for USC, apparently. The compliance team at Oklahoma is already eyeballing him right now.
Jeez. My gosh.
There's kids who are tweeting out, thanks for the visit, Coach Stoops, and I believe it's the corners coach, who then apparently was recruiting kids to USC.
What are we doing?
It's a dirty game.
It is a dirty game.
It is a dirty, dirty, dirty game. College football playoff rankings now. We watched them yesterday.
We did.
It was Georgia 1, Michigan 2. What was it? Georgia 1,
Alabama
Michigan
3.
Two. Was Bama 3 and then
Alabama
Cincy?
3, Cincinnati 4.
That's stupid. Alabama
Oklahoma State 5 and Notre Dame, coachless Notre Dame is 6.
Why do they care about Alabama so much? Like, they're going to look, when they lose to Georgia, they're out. If they win, they're in. You didn't have to leave them at number 3 for that. Why do we keep rewarding Alabama for playing crappy football? You almost lost Iron Bowl.
Are they position? I almost said a bad word.
I think in a podcast you can, but whatever.
Are they positioning Alabama that if they beat Georgia, that they're going to be number 1?
That's possible because
over
you do have to
over Michigan.
I do think that's important to realize as a college football fan. That.
But then where would that put
Bama,
Georgia?
Well, if Bama wins, what they will do is they will put Alabama, like if they put Bama 1, then Georgia will be 3, not 4. If they put Bama 2, then Georgia will be 4,
Alabama,
because they're going to avoid a rematch.
Alabama wins this game, I think they're playing Cincinnati.
Yes, and Georgia will play Michigan.
And Georgia will play Michigan.
Yes.
Yeah. Alabama.
Whether that's from 1
Alabama,
to 4 or 2 to 3.
Alabama will play Cincinnati in Atlanta. Georgia and Michigan will play at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas at AT&T.
And I will be there. You put Georgia, Michigan here, I'm going. That'll be the
beginning
of our scouting.
Wait a minute.
What?
Whamming into them football there. Georgia's like whamming into them a little bit.
Here's the thing, though. Whamming into them football sucks, but...
You're going to watch like whamming into them football against really good defense.
Yes.
That's what...
I'll be there to watch Georgia's front seven.
You want to watch Georgia's front seven. By the way...
And maybe the number one overall pick, Aiden Hutchinson,
I will say this,
at Michigan.
I will admit this today as we tape this podcast. It's December 1st. You know what that means for me tonight?
It's time to start.
Time to start. I'm starting to watch them. Let's start tonight.
Should we make next week's Trust the Tape the inaugural? And you give a scouting report on like Dane's number 1 player. I'll give a scouting report on his number 2 player, and that'll be our kickoff show.
Well, I'm going to try and get through a few. I'm just gonna keep going. But this is my traditional day to start watching tape. So Trust the Tape will be about talking about these cats that we watched in the playoffs, and then getting you ready for bowl season 2.
Yeah. Well, and it's well-timed because we got championship games, and then we got the playoff, and then we're out of there.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot for this one as we get ready to get out of this place.
Georgia.
Okay, you got Georgia? Who else you got?
Oh, I didn't know what the question was. I was just saying Georgia.
Oh, no, I thought you were picking. All right, let's go through. I'll give you the matchups, and we'll just see. We'll just see what you think, because you nailed the Utah-Oregon
game. I know, and I'm going to pick Utah to beat Oregon again. I don't know if I should, but I'm going to.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Okay. Just going to go down the list here. Baylor, Oklahoma State. That's a 5-9 matchup right there.
Oklahoma
State.
Okie State. Go Pokes.
Okay. Georgia, Alabama.
Georgia.
That's in Atlanta.
Big.
Okay. So we've got Oklahoma State, Georgia.
It will make me so mad if Alabama beats Georgia. Like, you puttered along all year just barely beating bad teams, and then you beat the big bad wolf. Stop it.
Georgia. Houston at Cincinnati. That's 4-21.
Cincinnati. They will not screw up this opportunity.
Okay. First Power 5. Group of 5 guys. Michigan against Iowa. That's 2-13.
I'm tempted.
Come on, man. I know you can do this.
I'm tempted.
In the wham it into each other bowl.
Michigan wins the wham it into each other bowl. Did you know when Nebraska plays, is it Iowa, it's called Farmageddon?
Oh, no.
Did you know that? I think that's, at least that's what friends of mine told me it's called, Farmageddon.
Hey, I think one year we need to show up at the Wisconsin-Minnesota game. I want my picture made with the axe, with Paul Bunyan's axe.
See, that's the sort of thing where I might.
Or the old oaken bucket. I want to drink out of the old oaken bucket.
Yeah. If you put me near one of those sort of trophies, I think I would take enough painkillers to where I can get my sprint ready with this bad knee.
And just carry it around the field, the 6 foot thing?
I'd try to take it.
All right.
I'd try to get out of the stadium with it.
Oh, no show loves the trophies afterwards more than this show.
I love Paul Bunyan's axe.
Okay. Pittsburgh and Wake, you don't care, but. Two basketball schools going at it.
Give me Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Kenny Pickett.
15 versus 16. So to recap Jeff's picks, Jeff took.
I just took chalk.
You might have Oklahoma State. He took Georgia.
That's chalk.
He took Cincinnati.
Chalk.
He took Michigan.
Chalk.
He took Pitt.
Who's ranked higher out of those two?
15 and 16.
Who's 15?
Pitt.
All right, so I took chalk.
So you got him. Those are your picks.
Huh. All right.
Congratulations.
Yeah, works for me. My college football prediction is that it'll be number one Georgia.
Oh, wait, got to go back. Get to one more.
You did, what?
I forgot about the Friday night game.
Oh, yeah.
Utah. Your Oregon's 10, Utah 17.
Utah again.
Okay.
Give me the adults.
The adults.
Give me the adults. Oregon's at the kids' table. Give me Utah.
I like it.
You didn't pick them.
Let's go Utah. Let's go Baylor.
Oh, Dave Aranda.
I like Dave Aranda. Let's go Georgia, Cincinnati, Iowa in an upset.
Oh, you would go Iowa.
Pittsburgh.
You
so was my team. So, yeah.
Okay.
I picked two upsets.
Iowa and Baylor
in these games.
Okay. College football playoff prediction.
Wait a minute. I picked Utah, too. That's another upset, right? That's 10
technically,
versus,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's not an upset, though. They just beat them by 100.
Yeah.
You're going to have to scramble to figure out your playoff, then, because you just kicked Michigan out.
Yep.
I've got number one Georgia playing number four. Ooh, will they rematch a bowl game from last year? Or will they let them play Oklahoma State?
I haven't given this any thought, Jeff, so don't ask me after this.
One Georgia. Four. Oklahoma State.
Okay.
Two Michigan, three Cincinnati is my playoff.
Hmm.
And then Georgia beats Michigan in a wham it into them bowl by like 30. Michigan scores 0 points and Georgia's your national champion.
Like it.
No, you have to figure it out now.
I'm not. I don't.
Yeah, you kicked Michigan out.
We don't have time.
You kicked Michigan out.
Jeff, hey.
So since he's in.
Let's thank our
you
folks.
You kicked Oklahoma State out.
Let's thank our folks at Boomer Jacks. What do you got?
You got Baylor in the playoff or something. Yes, thank you to our friends at Boomer Jacks.
We'll figure it out in the next podcast.
Presented by Boomer Jacks. Brian picked enough upsets that it's impossible to pick his playoff bracket. We'll try to figure it out as we go.
I want all these 11-1 teams. Get ready.
BoomerJacks.com. Find your nearest Boomer Jacks. It's the greatest place to watch sports. They've got incredible drink specials, great menu. You'll have yourself a wonderful time. Shout out to Brian, who has no idea who he just put in the playoff.
I'm pretty sure
he put in Brian Kelly-less Notre Dame and Baylor. We'll find out next week right here on Trust the Tape. He's at Brian brought us on the Twitter. I'm at JC1053, and we
San Diego State.
SDSU. Wait, Utah State. Is that who they're playing?
Yeah, Utah State.
Utah State has the most beautiful stadium on planet Earth.
Okay.
The end. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.